Good morning, everybody. My name is Barry Schwartz, and this is the Search Buzz video recap. Today is Friday, March 22nd, and this is the search news we covered over at the Search Engine Roundtable at seroundtable.com. Google spam update complete. The core update is still rolling out, so have patience, Google says, or urges. Manual actions hit hard, and there is still no recovery yet, which is kind of expected, but still important to note. Also, the helpful content update, have seen no real recoveries yet with that. Yahoo Search is still coming, so stay tuned on that. And there's a new Google head of search, so a lot of news on that part as well. Everyone, stay tuned. And also, this video is sponsored by Duda. Duda is the professional website builder you can call your own, so check them out at duda.co. Thank you, Duda, for sponsoring. I appreciate it. So first off, the big news this week is that the Google March 2024 spam update is now complete. It finished after a 14-day and 21-hour rollout period. It started on March 5th. It finished on March 20th. And it's hard to know exactly what had hit. Google just linked to its main content around spam updates. Of course, they updated their spam policies. But a lot of sites got hit by manual actions, which we covered a couple weeks ago. And some sites got hit by this, or maybe the core update. So there's a lot of overlapping updates, as we discussed before. Of course, there's also the core web vitals, which probably did not impact anything. That being said, here are all the tools that show the volatility over the past few weeks or so. Again, this is a two-week/15-day or so rollout. And hopefully you guys didn't get hit by this, but I know a lot of sites are suffering right badly right now, so hopefully they'll recover very soon. Talking about the Google core update, it seems like Google's really urging people not to make changes to their websites at this point. There's still about 2 weeks, a little probably less than 2 weeks to roll out. Danny Sullivan, the Google search liaison, said, "I would let the update complete before deciding if there are any fundamental changes you want to make." He said there might not be anything to do, so maybe don't make the changes. And basically wait for the update to finish because it's not done yet. The spam update is done, but the core update is not done, so Google's own search liaison says wait it out. There may be changes and maybe things you don't need to do at all. So hopefully we'll see some changes there. And when the update is done, Google promises, and they said this originally, that they will collect feedback from creators, SEOs, site owners about how the spam and core updates actually affected their websites and what they could do to do better. Obviously, Google's going to want specific examples of websites that should be ranking, that aren't ranking, and so forth. I will actually have a longer post next week about some of the early feedback again. Keep in mind that it's not done yet, and Google wants you to wait it out to make sure, because there's multiple systems that are being rolled out with this core update, like I said previously. So we saw so far, there's still more things to be pushed out with this update, and when the Google pushes those things out, maybe things will change, maybe they won't, but we will see. Google wants you to wait, and then after it's done, then you can submit feedback. Talking about what we're seeing with this update, Glenn Gabe posted yesterday some data with over 200 websites that he's tracking that were hit by the helpful content update in September, September 23's helpful content update, and he saw absolutely zero recoveries. He actually saw some sites getting hit more, seeing a downgrade even more in the Google search visibility since the March 2024 core update. So a lot of people who were hit by this September helpful content update have been waiting several months for another update. We have this new core update, which incorporates the helpful content update in some way, and they are not yet seeing any recoveries from this update. Again, Google urged to wait it out, be patient. There's still more things to come, so maybe there will be some changes with the helpful content aspect of this core update, where, again, it's not really a helpful content update anymore. It's a core update, but a lot of these sites have been waiting patiently, and they're hoping the changes they made back in September through March would actually have an impact with this March core update. And so far, according to Glenn Gabe and everything that I've been watching, like Glenn Game is watching over 200 sites. I've been watching the SEO chatter, and all I see are complaints from people hit by the helpful content update saying they were hit harder or they saw no recovery. So definitely on board with this data, and hopefully we'll see some recoveries there. John Mueller said that publishing content in bulk is not considered spam. He said this before numerous times. He said, if you have awesome content, it doesn't matter if you publish awesome content one by one or hundreds by hundreds or thousands by thousands. As long as it's awesome, Google will want to rank awesome content. And just because it's published in bulk, because you decide to release a whole batch of content in one day, that by definition is not going to be considered spam. Although years and years ago, Matt Cutts, when he was in charge, he did say it's kind of like a red flag, so Google might review it. But in general, John Mueller said numerous times, I think 3 or 4 or 5 times, that it's not spam. According to some data from RankRager and from SEMrush, it seems like Google's showing fewer site links in the Google search results. It seems like it's a big drop from maybe 10 points, percentage points or more. The SimilarWeb tool shows a significant drop from 63% to 41%, at least when I recovered. I think it's even higher now where it's lower, I mean, meaning lower number of site links. And SEMrush tool is showing also a 68 to 58% drop in the number of site links being shown in the Google search results. Again, we're seeing complaints about images not showing up in the thumbnail slots in the snippets. I thought this was just a recipe issue, but it seems to be also other issues with normal websites. There are complaints about this. I covered the complaints on March 21st. Supposedly, according to Danny Sullivan, the Google Search Liaison, Google is investigating these issues because it popped up again. We saw this happen, I think, last month or several weeks ago, not exactly last month, and also last year. So it's definitely not new, but it seems to be happening over and over again, specifically in recipe sites, but also with other sites as well, where images aren't showing up and the image thumbnails are not showing up in the actual search results. Google's perspectives filter, when you click on the perspectives tab, is no longer showing up. They've changed that to a forms filter. We covered it last week that they're going to change it. And as of Tuesday of this week, they actually flopped it from perspectives to forums. Google Maps may have this bug, or maybe it's some type of spam attack. According to Joel Hawkins, she thinks it's spam, where it seems like Google, a bunch of different business addresses are showing up all in the same map pin. So even if you're located many miles away from a certain location, on the map it's showing a cluster of map pins for certain businesses that are all in different addresses. This is really weird. Here's a screenshot of that from Joy. There has been no response from Google about this yet. Google seems to have removed phone numbers from hotel and some local pack results. It seems actually from the hotels only, but according to Luke, who covers this really, really well and follows this stuff really well, when you do a search for certain hotels, even in their local listing, as well as in the hotel listing pack, the phone number has been removed. It used to show, but now it's completely gone. You can click on a call button, but the phone number itself, if you want to dial it from your phone, you have to click on the call. Or if you're dialing from a landline or something, you have to actually figure out how to get that phone number by clicking to the About Us and clicking and scrolling down and seeing it from there. But it's not on the main screen anymore. Google Business Profiles is now offering an additional review after an appeal was denied. This is part of the new help documentation around the new suspension guidelines and so forth. This was spotted by Sherry and a bunch of other local SEOs. So definitely take a look at the new help document, but the short is that Google now allows you to submit a second review after your initial review is denied for your Google Business Profile. Google Analytics has updated its conversion metrics from legacy conversions into key metrics, key events, where it now matches better, where your conversions now match better within Google Ads. So nothing really for you to do if you're linked with Google Ads and Google Analytics. Your conversions should now match up much, much better between Analytics conversion data and Google Ads conversion data. And there's a lot of other changes there with that, but the short is your conversions should now match up better between Analytics and Google Ads. Microsoft Advertising now lets you fully import your PMax campaigns from Google Ads into your Microsoft PMax campaigns because now it's fully in sync. Before there was options, little specific features that you could import, PMax to PMax, but now fully impact from PMax to PMax. That was found by Thomas Excel. Microsoft seems to be buying ads on Google Search to drive searches on Bing Search. We saw that years ago, probably over a dozen years ago, at Ask Jeeves, ask.com, where Ask was buying ads so that people could go to Ask, click on the ads, and make some type of arbitrage. I think Bing's doing it more for not an arbitrage play, but more for driving searches on Bing from Google, from people who are searching there to get a different search experience. Bing Search is protesting in the People Also Ask section, not testing, I think it's live, in the People Also Ask section, a button to ask Copilot. When you click that, it takes you to the Copilot experience, the Bing chat experience. So also, Bing is also testing refine your search on chat, where it's actually pushing people to chat or Copilot as well. Yahoo Search seems to be still working on it. We were expecting back in November, Yahoo said it's coming soon. We were hoping for Q1. Q1 is almost done. Hopefully, something's coming out soon. So we asked what's going on, based on a bunch of people asking what's going on. And Brian Provost from Yahoo basically says, hang tight, still wiring up some new stuff. So hopefully we'll hear something soon from Yahoo on their new efforts to go into search again. And finally, on the big executive changes in Google Search, Google's search has a new head of search, Liz Reed. Liz Reed has been with the company for about 20 years or so. Really, really high-level executive, is now appointed as the lead of Search, Google Search in general. The head of Google Search is her title. Pandu Nayak is stepping down as the lead of search quality and rankings. Kathy Edwards is stepping down as the lead of Google Apps, News, Discover and Ecosystems. And Chidu has stepped up as a lead of quality and ranking in place of Pandu. A lot of changes there. We'll see what happens. Of course, Google makes executive changes every few years or so these days, and people are very, very interested and excited to see what's going to happen in that event. Anyway, thanks so much for listening to the Search Buzz video recap. My name again is Barry Schwartz, and this is Search News we covered over the Search Engine Roundtable, SEOroundtable.com over the past week. Be well. Thanks again to Duda for sponsoring. Deeply appreciated. Have a great day. Be well, safe. Bye.